This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Antoinette Grajeda. This weekend, the NPR program The TED Radio Hour begins a new chapter. The basis of the show, which launched last summer, remains the same: to take some of the best moments of the thousands of TED Talks and place them inside an even bigger context. You can hear the TED Radio Hour on KUAF every Sunday at noon. The new host of the TED Radio Hour is Guy Raz, formerly the host of Weekend All Things Considered. Guy recently talked to Ozarks at Large's Kyle Kellums about the show.
We went from, you know, I went from working on Weekend All Things Considered and really working to transform that show into something different and at times magical, really, with a group of people who were just amazing, putting together a show that we felt had to be worth your time. You know, it was on Saturday and Sunday in the afternoons, and we wanted to make sure that you were listening for a reason. And now we have this opportunity at TED to take amazing content. You know, there are something like 10,000 talks at the TED website, talks about big ideas. And for folks who don't know a whole lot about TED, it stands for Technology Entertainment Design, but really the talks are about things far beyond those three areas, about outer space and the universe and love and beauty, just big ideas and how they shape the way we see the world. So we are able to take those talks and that content and really figure out the parts of it that we think and hope will move our listeners. So the show is not just a show that's going to rebroadcast TED Talks. We bring the TED speakers back on the air. We re-interview them. We sort of go behind the stage with them and continue the conversation on a couch, if you will. You know, that's how we want to think about it. And it's a journey. It's going to be a journey into places that hopefully we'll all go on together, and in the end, we hope we'll change the way that all of us see part of the world.
You know, so many of the TED Talks, if people spend time online watching, are about discovery and thinking of things a new way, and that's kind of the opportunity you have, you and your team, putting this show together.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we are, you know, our goals are big and our ambitions are big because this is really a new opportunity for NPR. We're partnering with an organization that is, like us, devoted to spreading ideas worth talking about and listening to. You know, how many times have you talked to somebody and they've said, oh, did you hear this amazing story on NPR or public radio? It happens to me every other day. And TED has a similar kind of impact on people. You know, they'll say, oh, I saw this amazing TED Talk about this, and it made me think about that. And so we have an opportunity to really try and think about themes and stories and ideas presented at TED that really could change a part of the way you see the world. And also, we wanted to do it in a way that might change the way we present radio. So the show is not going to sound like a traditional NPR interview program where you'll hear me talking to somebody, but it's going to have elements of that, but it's going to move very quickly at times, and then we'll downshift and it'll slow down. But it's really designed to be a journey. So we'll have lots of music in the show and sounds and different voices that tell stories in different ways. And we're doing that because we believe that we have this amazing opportunity to experiment with the ideas that TED brings out and with the way that we at NPR are sort of storytellers and thinkers and innovators when it comes to making radio.
You know, you're moving, you personally, from Weekend All Things Considered, which, as you mentioned, transformed, and the show is certainly different than it was, but it was an established sort of brand. And while TED is a brand that many of us know, TED on the radio is not. So this is both liberating and, I would imagine, just at least a bit frightening?
Yeah, I mean, there's no question about it. There are risks involved. You know, my whole career, this is my 16th year at NPR. I left for 2 years to go into television. That's a different story entirely. But But my whole career has been here, essentially. You know, I came here as an intern when I was 21, and I've been here for almost 16 years. So I've been in news my whole life. I was a foreign correspondent. I covered wars. I lived in airports. I was constantly on the road. I covered the Pentagon. I covered Washington agencies. I mean, this is what my life was, and I still love news. And some of my colleagues here were sort of surprised when I decided to do this, because they thought, God, how could you leave this established show that millions of people listen to? And even I thought about that. But, you know, I think that to me, this opportunity to try something new and to create something new is something that's very attractive to me. There's this kind of startup entrepreneurial ethos that we can sort of develop with this show. And while we certainly had that at Weekend All Things Considered, and I loved it, and it excited me every day to come to work, this was an opportunity I couldn't pass up, because Ted is doing things that are so innovative and so fascinating that I thought, wow, I mean, what an opportunity for NPR to be able to take those ideas and work with them and create something magical.
Have you been with the project long enough to know what a typical week is? I mean, do you spend time with your staff? Do you examine TED Talks? Do you listen to them and then kind of categorize? How do you get prepared for each week's show?
Well, we start by doing work way in advance. So I've actually been with the show since December. And I was sort of doing double duty, hosting Weekend All Things Considered and also starting to develop this show, because the shows are so highly produced and they are so meticulous and rewritten and carefully thought out that they take weeks to do. It's not a show that we can put together in a short period of time. We have to really think deeply about what we want to say and what we want to explore. And that means there's lots of watching. You know, we find talks we love, and then we think about building a show and a theme around that talk, but we have to bring in other talks and other TED speakers. And so we really spend a lot of time mining the TED archive and then figuring out how to connect, how to create a through line, a thread that connects all of those shows. So it's a lot of thinking, and then it's a lot of research. And then it's actually doing the interviews, and then it's figuring out what to use from the interview and what to use from the TED Talk, what kind of music we want to use, what kind of sounds we want to use, what kind of stories we want to tell, whether we want to bring in ancillary characters into the show. So it's a huge process. It's a big process, and we spend, God, you know, 10-hour days every day just trying to get it a little bit better and better. In fact, there was a 30-second segment of one of the shows, and it took me a day and a half to figure out how to make it right.
It's nice to have that luxury, though, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Sometimes it's not a luxury that I think we can always take advantage of,
right.
But it was more like a mental block. You know, I couldn't get through that 30 seconds, but we did. I broke through it.
Finally, and here's an impossible question, but what makes a good TED Talk good?
You know, I think a good TED Talk moves you, and really, as I've said, it changes. It doesn't necessarily change your life, and it doesn't change everything that you think about, but it might change the way you think about something or some idea, or it might make you look at the world in a slightly different way. You know, it's a talk that connects with you on a level that is almost unconscious, or a talk that you watch and you say, I have been there, and this person is framing a part of my world in a way that I never thought about, whether it's failure or making mistakes or space, looking up at the stars, you know, and one of our shows is going to address this. I mean, how often do people in Fayetteville or anywhere in this country look up at the stars and say, that's the past. I am looking up at history, and it's happening in real time. That light that's reaching me from that star happened 8 years ago or 20 years ago or in some cases thousands of years ago with just the stars we can see. And we can just see a few hundred, and there are 400 billion of them in our own galaxy. And so it's those kinds of things that I think make a TED Talk successful, you know, when it can really move you and change a part of the way you see the world.
Guy Raz is the host of the newly designed TED Radio Hour from NPR. The program may be heard Sundays at noon on KUAF. He spoke with Ozarks at Large's Kyle Kellums late last week.